sentence.
Chapter 2.
Now, the next question is that the Mayavadi philosophers, they say that because I am now covered in ignorance, therefore I see individual. This individual experience that you are Mr. Such and Such, you are Mr. Such and Such, you are Mrs. Such and Such, this individual experience is due to my ignorance. And generally, they give the example of a disease, I think it is called medical terms, myopia. Myopia means they see this moon in two. The eyes become so defective that whenever they see things, they see two. Yes.
Myopia is when you have
to get near. It may not be myopia, but some disease. Because the thing is one, but due to my disease of the eye, I see one thing, two. There is a disease. There is a disease like that. That's abnormal condition. In abnormal condition, sometimes you can see one thing into two, divided into two. So now, that ignorance, he cannot apply to Krishna. Because he is all perfect. And if he is not all perfect, then there is no value of his instruction. A man with defect and knowledge cannot impart instruction. His instruction, therefore, the whole Vedic process is parampara system. Parampara system means that I cannot reject, I cannot make any interpretation. Evam parampara prapta evam rajasa yo vidu. You will find in the fourth chapter, now we are reading second chapter, you will find, as you have explained in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, that because, just like I am speaking to you, I am an imperfect person. I cannot give you any knowledge. I cannot manufacture any knowledge. If I do that, then I shall deceive you. I can simply present before you the original knowledge, I can explain it in an understandable way, but not deviating from the original text. Now, here it is clearly stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead that natu eva ahang jatu. Ahang. Ahang means Sri Krishna himself. Now sometimes we make a grammatical vocabulary of words, but I cannot understand. Now, aham, myself, when I speak, aham, or myself is applicable to me. When you speak, the aham is applicable to you. But that does not mean, because there is a common understanding of myself between you and me, therefore I, not that I and you become one. When you speak, you say, I speak. When I say, I speak. That does not mean this I am that I become close. The Sikrana says like that. Natu aham. He, that means this aham Sikrana. And not one and you, that means Arjuna. And na ine janadhipa, neither all these kings. That he is dividing the whole audience into three. Myself, yourself, and they. And again he confronts his survey, all. He never identifies into what. So this is the version of people's talk. Now if I say that our interpretation of aham, I, myself, yourself, and he or she, a different vision, this is due to our ignorance. You can say, because I am ignorant, it may be my mistake that I will see differently from you. But Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna cannot see like that. He is above all this ignorance, because he is all perfect. And we have already defined that the Supreme Lord is full of knowledge. So, he is full of knowledge, supreme knowledge. Now, if the Supreme Personality with full knowledge, he cannot commit any mistake.
No.
How can he commit that any mistake? Then there is no meaning of full knowledge. If you are in full knowledge, then how can you commit mistake? So this ignorance of duality, because they say that we see two, because it is due to our ignorance, all everything is one. But here, you cannot apply that ignorance to secrecy. Huh? Otherwise, he is in a section of whole Bhagavad Gita, which is so importantly taken by all authorities, all scholars, then it is at once rejected. If it is supposed that Sri Krishna was also to commit mistake, or you are in imperfect knowledge, then whole thing becomes rejected. So it is not like that. So Sri Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is in full knowledge, and therefore, as he says, that either myself, or yourself, or all these persons, kings, and soldiers who are assembled here, they are all individuals. In the past, we are individuals. In the present, we are individuals. And in the future, they will continue to be individuals. Now, one thing, suppose another argument is that due to ignorance, just like an animal, it thinks that there is water in the desert, and there is less water in the desert. Now, in the desert, due to sun's reflection, you might have experienced in the street also during blazing sun. So it appears like water. Now, that animal, because it has no knowledge, it is, flying towards water in the desert, as if there is no water. But a sane man like you and me, and a human being, he knows that there is no one. There is no one. So this direction, that there is water, this mistake is committed by the animal because he, it has no sufficient knowledge. But one, a human being, who has got sufficient knowledge, he does not commit the mistake. Yes.
Any
sane man who has got the knowledge that this is only reflection of the sun, it is not water, he will never go there. He knows that it is useless to touch water in the desert. Similarly, if Sri Krishna is in full knowledge, he cannot say that in future also we shall all remain individual. He says that in the future also we shall continue to be individual. Now, he cannot give that misdirection. Suppose we, in the future we shall not remain, after liberation we shall not become human individuals, then that sort of misguidance cannot be given by Sri Krishna. Just like a sane man cannot direct you, so just go there is water in the desert. A man with perfect knowledge cannot give you that direction. An animal may go there, but that is a different thing. Similarly, when Sri Krishna says that in future also, we all this, yourself, myself and all this, they will keep their individuality. So that is not a misdirection. You want to say anything?
Sure, but is that what the Bhagavad Gita says?
Yes.
Adding a lot to it?
Yes. Yes, it is. I'll give you the exact meaning. Na tu eva aham. Neither myself. Aham means myself. Jati means at any time. At any time means present, past, future. Jati. Kadachit means at any time. Na tam. Not that we did not exist. So, not one, so this aham, myself and yourself, nor me, neither we, Janadipa, all these things, that is true. Myself, first person, yourself, second person, and this Janadipa, third person. Nasaivana bhavishyama. It is not that. That in future also, we shall not exist like this, myself, yourself and all this. Is it? Survey. Now here it is called survey. They never become one. Survey. Sudden means all. Plural. Here is Ganadita. As they are now plural number, myself, yourself and they. Similarly, in future also, we shall remain like that. We shall remain like that. Serve it. Vayamataparam asadhi. This is the clear bhaskara, number, it is not down, number 12, verse of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Now, I have already explained that because Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, and because he has got clear vision, and because he has full knowledge, he cannot give us misdirection. And what is him, that is perfect. So we have to believe that in future, even after liberation. Now one thing we must also explain, the liberation, the conception of liberation. So there are different five kinds of liberation. One of them liberation is to become one with the Lord, one with the Supreme. That is called Adhijya Mukti. to merge into the existence of the Supreme. That is also another. That is one of the five liberations. That is not the only liberation. That means we are individual beings. We are individual constitutionally. God is the father or creator or whatever, or the source of our life or source of our existence, whatever you like, you can say. So we have been created in that. Eka Bahushyam. God has become many. This is also Bhaskara of the Vedas, that many, all these many, we are also God. Just like this fire that diffuses its spark. This spark coming out of the fire, they are also part and parcel of the fire. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of the Supreme. He wanted to become many. He wanted to become many. So he has become many, and we are that many. So we are not different from God. We are not different from God. But because he wanted to become many, so we have become many. Now seeing, when God wanted to become many, there must be some purpose behind this. Otherwise, why did he like to become many? He was one. One without second, that's all that. But why did he become many? So that's a question one must like to pose. That why God became many? So that answer is that because God is Satchidananda Vigraha, he is all pleasure. Therefore, without many, there is no pleasure. Just like here, I sit down the whole day alone. But I become more active and more pleasing when you come. Whenever we want to enjoy some pleasure is not enjoyed alone. Pleasure is enjoyed with many. Now, God is by nature, his anandamaya bhyasa, is always full of pleasure, full of business. But if he wants to become many, he is only potent, he can become many. Where is the objection? He can manifest himself in various. Just now we quoted a verse from Brahma Sanghita, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Anantarupam. Anantarupam means unlimited form. Unlimited form. It's still there one. In spite of becoming unlimited, that one. This thing. The sun, if you put here millions of quarks, water quarks, in every quark you find the sun's reflection. But that millions of reflections, sun, does not mean the sun has lost his oneness. Sun is one. That is also a basic system that we are on reflection like that. So anyway, many forms of God is from the desire of God. Now, out of this, because God has got some desire, transcendental desire, to enjoy his many. He enjoys with his own energy because he is all perfect. Just like if I want to enjoy life, I want a family, I want a wife, I want children, I want friends, I want servants. So I have to think before having a wife. See? Because I'm limited, so I think twice whether I'm able to keep a wife, then whether I'm able to maintain my children, these things are considerations. Actually, in the current present society, every young man is thinking like that. You see, whenever the question of marrying is there, they think like that. But that thinking is due to our imperfection. Because we are not all powerful, therefore we think like that. But when we give the qualification to God that He is all powerful, omnipotent, so He can mention any number of children or any number of wives. Otherwise, there is no meaning of omnipotence. So similarly, God has become many, and He has got a plan behind the thinking of many. Now, out of these many, if one wants to merge into the existence of God, so God has no objection. God has no objection. Now, from God we have become many. Now, suppose I or you want that I don't want to keep myself as one of the many. I want to become one with you. If you like that is called Sahajya Mukti. So God does not deny it. All right. You merge into. But that does not mean all other many is also merged into. That is because individually I want to merge into the existence of God. That does not mean all other many. Because many means not only myself. There are millions and billions and trillions of men. So if out of that trillion, billion, one wants to merge into the existence of God, so God has said, all-powerful, why you should be denied? Or like you might be. If you don't want to keep you all individually, see? If you want to merge into myself, all right, you are welcome. See the Thamang Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita, you find it. Anyone who wants me in any way, I will simply desire. So, that oneness, marching into the existence of one, that is not a general rule. That is a specific instance only, that if anyone wants to march into the existence of God, he can do that. God has no objection. But if others, that does not mean that everyone as a rule march into the existence of God. No. There are others. That's right. Another example. You take it. Generally, this example is given that the rivers all flow into the sea and they become all the drop of the ocean water when put into the ocean. The drop of the ocean water loses its existence, is become one with it. That's all right. Now, if you have seen the ocean, there are always millions and millions of drops coming out by the dashing of the wave, you see? That is going on continuously. And some of them again falling into the water. They lose the drop existence. But that does not mean that the creation of drop is stopped. Even from that example. You see? And because the river water comes and merges into the sea water, that does not mean the river, all rivers have stopped. The rivers have there. But another example, now, there are many aquatic animals living in the water. They are also now, as the drop of the water emerges from the sea water and again merges into the sea water. So, that's a nice example. But these pieces, these aquatic animals, they are also born in that water. Nobody has had given these aquatic animals from anywhere else. They are taking their birth from that water. They are also born of the water. Just like the drops of the water are also born of the water. Similarly, these living aquatic animals, they are also born of the water. Now, the drop of the water merges into the water and loses its existence. That does not mean there are other living entities within the water, millions and billions, they also lose their identity. They keep their identity. So, some of the living beings may merge into the existence of the God. That's called Sadhguru. But there are many millions and millions and billions of Ananta. They want to keep their existence and enjoy the association of God. That is the difference between Jnani and Bhakta. The Jnani's ultimate aim is Nidhed Brahman Sandha. They want to become one with the Supreme. The Jnani does not want to keep himself separately from the Supreme. He wants him to be mind.
You mean a Jnani yogi?
Jnani, yes. Jnani. Jnani, not yogi.
Jnani.
Jnani means a philosopher, empiric philosopher. Empiric philosopher. You see? Brahma, Brahma Vadi. Those who want to merge into the existence of Brahma. That's called Jnani. And those who meditate on God within himself, they are called yogi. This is Janardasi. And those who worship the Supreme as personality of Godhead, they are devotees.
Yeah,
so
that's my point. The name is
Jnani
and
Bhakta. Jnani, yogi and bhakta.
Bhakta.
Jnani. Jnani. The spelling is Jnani. So, the Supreme Truth is Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The Supreme Truth. Now, according to, because we have already explained that each and every individual being has got his individual minute quantity of independence. God has given us. Now, by your independence, I may accept as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I may accept him that the all-pervading super soul, and I may accept him that the all-pervading Brahma, impersonal Brahma Jyoti, the Parvim. So, all these are applicable to the Absolute Truth. Now, it depends on my discretion whether I want to merge into the existence of the Lord, whether I want to keep my individuality and associate with him as friend, as father and mother, as wife, just like we have got relations. So, that depends on my discretion. But now, comparatively, if we study that if we merge into the existence of God, at least in the opinion of the bhaktas, that is not acceptable. That is not acceptable. They know that the God has created me as individual being, so he has got some purpose. And because he has created me for some purpose, I must fulfill that purpose. I must fulfill that purpose. Now, I can give you another good example. from the mother, suppose a few children, a half a dozen children have come. Now, what is the intention of the mother? The mother or the father, mother, father, children, who are definitely a sponsor of the children, they want to be happy, otherwise why people are I'm taking so much trouble whole day. For I'm maintaining their sinner. There is some happiness. Nobody wants take so much trouble. But at home, because there is some happiness by seeing the children, by maintaining the children, but therefore he takes so much time. Now, at the same time, the children has also some troubles of life. Now, if one of the children requests the mother, "Mother, you have given birth to me, but I find my life very troubled. Better you again put me in your room." Is it a good proposal? It is not at all a good proposal. That is a disappointment. Oh, the mother says, "Oh, my dear son, you are in trouble, therefore you want to come again into my village. You want to merge into my existence again." Well, the mother is unable, she cannot do that. But if such kind of request is made to the Supreme Lord, he can accept that. For him it is not possible, impossible. You want to merge into my existence, come on, I take it. But the thing is, whether the son who requests the mother or the father like that, he is same person. The same son, the intelligent son, he thinks, "Well, my father and my mother, they have brought up me, they have begotten me, they have given us our life, one life. Let us serve our parents, let them be happy, our activities, so that." So that is the last way. So because God has created us in so many individuals, living entities, we are all persons, just like father and son and mother and son, sons and are the parts of the body of the mother. We get this body from mother's body. That's the fact. Similarly, you'll find in Bhagavad Gita also, so this material nature is the mother, and the Lord is the father, and the father is giving seed into the womb of the mother, and we have all come out from this. We have got this material body. Similar. Now, this point, that to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord, if it is proposed by some individual soul or individual living entity, that can be accepted by the Lord. That is the mukti. That is not something to be done. But the thing is, whether we should think like that, whether it is good for us, that is my choice. If I want to merge, you follow me, what I say, if I want to merge into the existence of God, just like if your son wants again to merge into your existence, because you are a human being, it is not possible for you, but it is not impossible for God. God can accept all that. You want to merge into me, okay, come on, I accept it. So that is not impossible. So that if merging into the existence of God, there is a liberation like that. But that is not the ultimate. You want to see?
Yes,
you need liberation from your condition. Yes, but there are other individuals who, may not agree with that kind of salvation or liberation. They want to keep their individuality and enjoy the Supreme Personality of Godhead from them, just like all you. And the fourth chapter, you will see that Arjuna, when he said Sri Krishna, say to Arjuna that this system of yoga was first explained to the Sun God, now than when Arjuna. And in fact, how is that? You are my contemporary. How you say that you have advised or instructed this yoga system to stand? These crores and crores, millions and billions of years before, how is that? It's a very same question. Now, in that question, the Lord answered, my dear Arjuna, yourself and myself, we took birth many times, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. Now, here, you see, because Arjuna has taken up that transcendental view, that he wants to keep with the company, strong company with the Lord. So if anyone wants to keep company with the Lord, he is welcome. There are five different kinds of relation with God. Shanta, Daksha, Shakya, Vatsala, I think I gave you one there.
Could you
give the
five kinds of
these
in English?
Yes.
In English?
Yes. Margins is the law. Margins means the margin into the existence. This is called Sadhujya
Mukti.
Sadhujya. Yeah, but in English. And in English there is Sadhujya to become one.
Become one.
Yes. Sadhujya Mukti means liberation by becoming one with the Lord.
Okay. What is number two?
Yes. I left them. Yes.
Mukti.
Mukti means liberation. Mukti means now here is egoistic condition to this material body. Now mukti means when we shall be liberated from material existence and we shall get our spiritual life proper. That is called mukti. Just like a person is suffering from disease, fever. Now when he is out of fever attack, he is called mukta. Roga mukta. Roga mukta means he is free from the disease. Similarly, mukti means because we are now encumbered with this material body, as soon as we become free of this material conception of life, then it is called mukta. That is called Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta. Generally, Dr. Mishra is teaching this, that you, what you think of your God, I am. I'm not this one. That is the whole process of this teaching. So, we have already discussed, and the same point is being discussed nicely in Bhagavad Gita, that we are not this body. Our material identification is wrong. So we have come to that point, come to that stage, you see, that I am not this body. And because I am not this body, therefore, I have no connection with this world. Because my connection with this world is due to my body. Due to my body. I consider one woman my wife because I have got bodily connection. I consider somebody my son because bodily connection. I consider this town, this country, my country, because my body has grown up from this land. So in this way, as soon as one becomes free from the conception of identification of this body, he becomes a liberated soul. Therefore, we find in Bhagavad Gita and related chapters that as soon as one emerges out from this conception, he is prasannātmā. Oh, I have no responsibility. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmā na sūjati na kāṅkhati. As soon as he is liberated, just like a man, free from the attack of fever and any disease, when he is recovered, he finds himself happy. Oh, now my disease is not gone. I am happy. Similarly, as soon as we come to the spiritual understanding of our existence, then our life will be joyful. That is the time. Whether a man is freed from this material existence, mukti, mukti can be achieved even in this life. Mukti. Mukti, it is a question of conviction. Now we are confused. Warmly, that I am this material body. And as soon as I gave you the other day that example of Socrates, you have confused that I am not this body. So you have offered terms in gladness. And what is it? I can tell you. Because you have the immortal soul, the liberated soul. Never mind. You want to kill me, kill me. I don't know. So, this liberation, this is liberation. Now, this liberation is divided into five. There are five consciousness. One of the liberation is to merge into the existence. Our birth was from the Supreme Absolute. Now, after liberation, we merge into the existence of the Supreme. That is called Aditya Mukti. Now, besides the Sajidya Mukti, there are other five muktis which a Vaishnava Sampradaya or the devotee, the Lord's devotee, they accept. They practically, those who are pure devotees, they do not want any kind of mukti. They do not, even they are offered. They are simply after the service of the Lord. They are prepared to suffer any kind of suffering. They are not affected by all those sufferings. What they want? Pure devotion. They want that I must serve the Supreme Lord. That is their mission. So anyway, these bhaktas are the devotees of the Lord. For them, there are other four kinds of mukti. And what is that? This is Sajidya Mukti, to become one with this. Now, there is Sarupa, Sarupa Mukti. Sarupa Mukti means the spiritual body becomes, as features of the spiritual body becomes just like the Supreme Lord. Just like Narayan has got four hands. With Sankha Chakra Gadapadra and the lotus flower, corn stem, cloud and hill. So everyone who takes that Sarupa Mukti just becomes, just like the feature of the body becomes just like the Lord. That is called Sarupa Mukti. S-A-R-U-P-U-I-A. Sarupa. Yes. Sarupya. This is called Sarupya Mukti.
And
Mukti. And three, there are two aspects. Sarupya and Sarupya. Then Salukya. Salukya. Salukya means one can get habitation, residence. In the same planet where God is there. That is Salukya. And then next is Shakti. Shakti. S-A-R-S-T-I. Shakti. Shakti means to get the same opulence. As I already explained, opulence. He gets all the opulences as the Lord has got. He becomes so as good as law, becomes so powerful. You see, this is called Shakti. And the last is Samitya. Samitya means he is always in the company of the law. That's like Arjuna. Arjuna is always, whenever Lord takes his incarnation, Arjuna is there. Arjuna is there. Samitya. He is never separate. Just like a husband and wife, never separated. You see, or the father and the son. Of course, nowadays the question is different, but generally, the family members, they all remain children. Samishma. And the father and the boys and the wife, they remain children. Samishma Mukti. Samishma Mukti means to remain always as associate of the Lord. That is Samishma. But these five times called muktis of death, the purpose is that even after liberation, living entity, they keep their individuality. Just like as associate of the Lord, as resident of the Lord's planet, or to have the bodily features of the Lord in so many ways. And one can merge into the existence of the Lord. That is all success. So simply merging into the existence of God, that is not the only liberation. That is one of the liberations. But the devotees of the Lord, they do not accept such kind of. They do not want to merge. They want to just become. That is the difference between the both of them have become liberated. Marching into the existence of God, that is also liberated. And to keep individuality and enjoy the company of the Lord, that is also liberated. Yes.
Therefore, we are saying that the four are what you call the demigods.
No, demigods, they are not liberated. No. Demigods, they are just like delegated officers for maintaining this material existence. Just like sun. Sun is a demigod. Sun, the moon. Moon is a demigod.
And what about the masters who are working? The masters who are working the...
Master is the Lord.
Yeah, but there are different masters of higher degree that you were called, you were mentioning before. Some of different degrees
who are working. Yes, the point is that everyone is servant of the Lord. Suppose, take for example, the son, the chief living entity, or the chief man, or chief living being in the sun planet. Now, his position and my position, there is a vast difference. He is maintaining such a planet, and he is situated there as the chief man of the chief living in. So his degree of power is far, far greater than the degree of power he has as President Johnson or something else. You see? So that degree of power does not make him that he is God. He is not God. He is also servant of God. Anyone, even Brahma. Anyone. There is a person in Chaitanya Chaitanya, that Ekola, Ishar, Krishna, Artha, Vritta. The individual living entities, there are so many, multi. But all of them, they are servant of the Lord. There may be, the position may be upper and lower in different degrees, but that does not make them equal with the Lord. The Lord is different. That is also mentioned in the Patanjali Yoga system. Lord is supreme. He is the great. He is the greatest. Asamodha. Nobody is equal with him, and nobody is greater than that means nobody is equal with him, nobody is greater than him, that means everybody is lower than him. So, is that question sound?
Yes, you were using the other day very often,
demigods are just like you and me. Demigods are just like you and me. And they have got a degree of power than me
actually.
Now
you just say
it's
the sun.
A sun, yes, he's also living.
The planet.
But there is a controlling deity also.
Yeah.
There is a control. That's like here in this planet, when you go and up, you see it is a ball. But in this ball, there are so many controlling deities here also. President Johnson, Prime Minister of India, this and that and so many things. But when you go up, you see just like the ball. You see? So when you come here, you find, similarly, from the distance of 90 millions of miles, you can see the sun just like a ball. But it is not ball. It is far, far greater than this planet. And there are cities and there are men and there are persons and everything. But they are made up of fire. Their body is made of fire. Your body is made of earth. That is the difference. Just like in the water, you cannot live because your body is made differently that you cannot live in the water. Similarly, the aquatics in the water, they cannot live in the land. Similarly, because I cannot live in the sun planet due to this my body, that does not mean there are no living beings. They are living beings. You see, after all, the whole material world is made of five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Now, these five elements, in some planets, we'll find earth predominant. In some planets, we'll find water predominant. In some planets, we'll find fire predominant. In some planets, we'll find air predominant. But that does not mean that there are no living entities. There are living entities. The sun planet is a planet where fire is predominant. Now, according to medical science, that by heat and fire, the germs are killed. But in the fire also, they are living entities. Just like Dr. Mishra was giving the example the other day about opium. So opium is a dead poison. Dead poison. But in the opium also, you find some worms.
Some
what? Worms. Yes? How is it possible? They are also living until, if I take a drop of opium, I die. But they are living and they are eating and living there. So because it is impossible for me to eat opium and live, but you cannot say that there are other living, there cannot be no living entities there. Similarly, you have experience that you cannot live in the fire. That does not mean that in the sun planet there is no living entity. There are living entities. Because in Bhagavad Gita I find that living soul, as it is, it is not burnt by fire. It is not burnt by fire. Because it is spiritual. The material element has no power to destroy it. It is not burnt by fire. So in every planet, it is concluded, in every planet, there are living entities. They are intelligent beings. And because in the higher planets, there are more intelligent persons and beings, they are called demigods. The demigods means they are not practically qualified, almost equal to the Supreme Lord. They have got such qualities.
And
Jesus. Devas, that is a Sanskrit word, and real Deva means the Supreme Lord. And when you call Devas, that these Devas, they are all obedient, servants of the Lord. They are very powerful. So when you become an obedient devotee of the Lord, we can get first force. In the sun planet, in the moon planet, in the seventh planet, in the Brahma planet, so, the devotees of the Lord, they are not losers. They get more power for controlling power. Yeah, therefore, they are called devas. Devas. Devas means those who are the... there are two words used in Sanskrit. Devas and asura. Asura. Now, the definition of the devas and asuras are like this. Vishnu Bhakto Bhavet Deva Asurastha Viparja. Asurastha Viparja. Vishnu Bhakta, those who are devoted to Lila, they are devas. This is the difference between devas. Devas that devas and asuras, that does not mean that asura has got a very ugly face. No. Even a very beautiful man, he can be an asura. He can be even a very ugly man, he can be a deva. Just like Hanuman. Oh no, Hanuman was a beast. He was not even man. He was animal. He comes from the monkey, species of flesh. But he is a great devotee of Lord Ramchandra. So he is deva. So Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva. Those who are unallied devotees of the Lord, they are called deva. And those who are against the obedience of the Lord, they are called asura. Anyone. So that does not mean human being or any. But in the higher planet, you will find all the inhabitants there that call great devotees of the Lord. They are called deva, demigods. And therefore, they have been entrusted with the management of this material world. Just like confidential persons are given responsible posts in God. Similarly, because they are devotees of the Lord, they have been awarded this post to be sun god, to be moon god, to be Indra, heavenly god, to be Brahma, like that. So many, Marishi, and so many. You see? Yes.
I've been working a lot with the
vibrations
of music.
Huh? With
music.
Oh, yes. Everything is there. So why do you think that only here in this planet everything is there and then nothing? Still your foolishness. Just like you have never been to India. But I am giving an example. If you think that the Indians, they do not eat, they do not sleep, they do not marry, that is a madness. That is a madness. If you think that Indians do not eat, Indians, because they have not seen them, but if, as soon as you know, they are also human beings like us. Just like, as for my example, when I was in India, I was thinking of America, something wonderful. Now, I see here, there is not at all any difference. The only difference is, that you people have their complexion, your bodies are white, and they are white. They are not so white. But there are white men also. In India you find and varieties of color, beginning from this American European color down to the black Negro color. You find in India. There are so many colors. So, and actually I give you my frank admission that when I was in India, I was thinking, the Americans may be a different type of people, they may be thinking in other ways, they may be so many differences. But here I see there is no difference. No difference at all. Only some body. Even I study the pigeons, I see, the same pigeons are here, one playing just like Indian pigeons, and when I see the sparrow, so there is no difference.
There is. Besides the sparrows, the other birds, there's a
rule.
Here in America,
are bigger than
the birds in Europe.
Yes. I admit that. They're south and strong. Yes. See the squirrel, I see. I saw the squirrel in the park.
Yeah.
Oh, they are also bigger. They are bigger. And that is also natural. You see, just like in African people, they're taller. They're taller than the Indian people. You say, you are these black Negroes, they are taller than the American people. So, there is little difference of course, that's it. But on the primary face, there is no difference. Similarly, in the sun planet, in the moon planet, there are also human beings like that. And they are called devas, because they are highly intellectual, they are all very powerful than ourselves, and they have got different bodies and different powers and everything. Otherwise, there is no question. Even great scientists like Dr. Meghnath Shah from India, he says that there is no reason to disbelieve that in other planets there is no life. Huh? How can it? That's why, because we have not seen India, we cannot say, oh, there is no living being. It is better. So these people are going to the moon planet that they are saying it is full of dust, it is full of clay or something like that. All these foolishness, you see. That is, they are not real. Outside they take some photo and they come.
Yes, they were.
And after they on the radio, they've seen a lot of flying.
Yes, yes. Let them talk all nonsense. We have got information that this moon planet is a very nice planet, you see. And the inhabitants there, they are very intelligent. And the people who perform past work here in this planet, they are so much promoted to the moon planet. And it is very cold also. Just like we are European countries and American countries, because you have come from America, European countries, people are accustomed to drink because due to the cold climate. And Indians are not accustomed. Your drinking is a Western thing in Europe. Similarly, the moon planet is so cold that they live by drinking somaras. There is a kind of liquor which is called somaras. Yes. Somaras. Somaras, here it is described in Ayurveda that somaras preparation is there. If anyone can prepare the somaras and if anyone can drink the somaras, he becomes immortal. But in that means his duration of life increases. So anyway, these descriptions are there. So there are intelligent living beings there also.
What kind of body?
The body may be different, just like your body is different from me.
Yes, but
that does not mean, because you have got a different body, therefore you are not a living being. Because I have got a different body from you, I am not a living being. So body, because a living soul is not the body. He might have different body. That doesn't matter. Why should we consider identify with the body? The whole question is there. The body, you will find your body is different from animal body, animal is different from human body. There are so many differences of body. But the four principles of bodily, one, ahar means requiring some putra and nidra, eating and fearing and making. These four principles you find in the birds, in the animals, in the human beings, or in the devatas or gods, or everywhere you find these four principles. The only difference between the animal and the higher developed consciousness living being is that they are God conscious. They accept the Supreme Law. That makes the difference between lower animals and higher. I think we should stop this.